I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. Israeli forces carried out airstrikes Wednesday on Beirut's southern suburbs. The Israel Defense Forces said its fighter jets struck a Hezbollah underground weapons warehouse. The attacks followed Israel's latest evacuation order that warned people to leave areas in Beirut that the Israeli military said were near Hezbollah facilities. U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said Tuesday the United States has expressed concerns about such attacks to Israeli officials.
There are specific strikes that would be appropriate for Israel to carry out, but when it comes to the scope and nature of the bombing campaign that we saw in Beirut over the past few weeks, it's something that we made clear to the government of Israel we had concerns with and we were opposed to.
Meanwhile, the U.S. is demanding that Israel boost its humanitarian aid to Palestinians in Gaza within the next month or face the possibility of a cut in military aid from the United States. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has the details.
On Tuesday, State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller outlined a letter State Secretary Antony Blinken and Defense Chief Lloyd Austin wrote to Israeli officials on Sunday. It says Israel must in 30 days let a minimum of 350 trucks to enter Gaza per day, institute pauses in fighting to allow aid delivery, and revoke evacuation orders to Palestinian civilians when there is no operational need.
We know that it's possible to get humanitarian assistance into Gaza. We know it can be done. We know that the various logistical and bureaucratic obstacles can be surmounted. And so it is incumbent upon the government of Israel to surmount those challenges and get assistance in.
An Israeli official in Washington said the letter had been received and was being reviewed.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. This is VOA News. An Italian Navy ship docked at a port in Albania Wednesday, bringing the first group of migrants who will be housed at one of two asylum centers Italy has opened in the Balkan nation. 10 men from Bangladesh and 6 from Egypt were rescued at sea after departing from Libya. Italy opened the centers last week as part of a 5-year deal signed last November by Italian Premier Giorgia Meloni and her Albanian counterpart Edi Rama. As many as 3,000 migrants picked up by the Italian Coast Guard in international waters each month will be sheltered in Albania under the deal. Italy will process thousands of asylum seekers at the facilities. Officials in Turkey say a moderately strong earthquake struck the eastern part of the country early Thursday. There were no immediate reports of any injury or damage. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
The earthquake was a magnitude 5.9 and it struck the town of Kale in Malatya province, according to local officials. It was felt in the cities of Diyarbakir, Elazığ and Malatya, according to local TV. There were no immediate reports of any injuries or damage. In Diyarbakir, people left homes in panic, according to reports. Malatya was one of 11 provinces that was devastated by a powerful earthquake that struck parts of Turkey and northern Syria last year. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. officials say federal disaster workers have resumed door-to-door visits as part of hurricane recovery efforts in the southeastern state of North Carolina, despite threats of violence. Here's AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
The visits were temporarily suspended after reports emerged over the weekend that Federal Emergency Management Agency employees could be targeted by a militia. The government response to Hurricane Helene has become a rampant subject of disinformation. FEMA's administrator and the governor of North Carolina are calling on people to stop spreading falsehoods about the recovery efforts so that people who need help can get it. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In sports, the New York Yankees downed the visiting Cleveland Guardians 6-3 on Tuesday to take a 2-0 lead in Major League Baseball's American League Championship Series. Yankees star Aaron Judge hit his first home run in the playoffs since 2022 when he slammed a 2-run homer in the 7th inning.
Guys are excited, but we still know there's a lot of work to be done. You know, we're playing against a good Cleveland team that's all year they battled. You know, had some tough games, went through a tough series with Detroit, taking it to game 5 and came out on the other side. So, you know, a lot of work to be done.
The best of 7 series shifts to Cleveland for game 3 on Thursday. That wraps up this update, but the world in news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.